It's time to target Mexican drug cartels. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
They control our border. They are killing tens of thousands of American citizens.
So Republican Congressman Mike Waltz tells Fox the military should even be involved.
To dismantle them, to disrupt them, and to take them out.
This is four Americans kidnapped Friday in Mexico, still have not been heard from. Taken by armed gunmen in Matamoros, a city the U.S. tells us is not safe to go to.
Family members tell the Associated Press that the close friends had traveled from South Carolina, accompanying one member who had planned a visit to Mexico for a tummy tuck. The sister of Zindel Brown told the AP that her younger brother was initially hesitant about making the trip. Quote, "This is like a bad dream you wish you could wake up from. You see a member of your family thrown in the back of a truck and dragged. It is just unbelievable."
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The FBI has a $50,000 reward for arrests and their safe return. The FBI is also searching for two accused Capitol rioters from January 6, 2021. Fox's Gernal Scott reports they've gone AWOL.
Olivia Pollack, who was set to stand trial Monday, and Joseph Hutchinson III, whose court date is in August. Both have been accused of crimes, including assaulting police officers at the Capitol. The two, following initial appearances before a judge, were ordered to wear ankle monitors.
And they apparently cut those off. After violent weekend protests in Atlanta at a police training center construction site, 23 people have been charged with domestic terrorism. All but two are from out of state. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr tells the Fox News Rundown podcast,
"We are not Seattle. We are not Portland. We are not some of these places where folks look the other way and don't hold people accountable."
As President Biden readies a 2024 budget plan he'll give to Congress Thursday, we're learning one proposal to keep Medicare solvent through 2050 would be a tax increase on Americans earning $400,000 a year or more. America's listening to Fox News.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. They do not care if the value of your retirement is sacrificed. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Days after the FBI and Energy Department assessed COVID likely leaked out of a Chinese lab causing the pandemic, House Republicans investigating COVID origins have released emails from a key COVID advisor to then-President Trump and later President Biden showing
Dr. Anthony Fauci had final approval on a scientific paper written back in February of 2020 to disprove the theory that the virus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. Furthermore, there's evidence that suggests that Dr. Fauci prompted a professor at Scripps Research to tell the writers of that scientific paper that the goal was to disprove any lab leak.
Well, that's Fox's Kevin Cork. Now, Dr. Fauci recently again cast doubt on the lab leak theory, saying he has seen research supporting that COVID may have occurred naturally. Now, something else from the beginnings of the COVID nightmare, the deadly outbreak at Tyson Foods.
A lawsuit's been filed in an Arkansas court accusing Tyson Foods of failing to protect workers during the early days of the pandemic. The suit, filed by 34 Tyson workers, former employees, and family members, say the Arkansas-based company's negligence and disregard for its workers led to emotional distress, illness, and death. They cite the company's knowledge of the seriousness of the virus as it ordered its corporate employees to work remotely and suspended business travel. A congressional report indicates at least 59,000 workers at meat processing plants contracted COVID in 2020 with nearly 270 deaths. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Turbulence for JetBlue. The airline says it's likely the Justice Department will file a lawsuit trying to block JetBlue's merger with Spirit. We'll soon get an update on the economy when Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell goes to the Senate.
The Fed Chair's testimony and responses to questions from lawmakers often provide more of a glimpse into where the central bank is heading. He is expected to be hit hard on questions on inflation and further rate hikes.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky. Ahead of the testimony, stock futures are up slightly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm John Miller. Illinois promoting a new initiative designed to address understaffed school districts in the state. The proposed teacher pipeline grant program will direct $70 million a year over the next three to the 170 school districts with the greatest need to fill teaching positions. Data shows Illinois schools reporting more than 3,500 unfilled teaching positions as of last October. Illinois State Fire Marshal awarding $1.5 million in grants to 64 fire departments and EMS providers across the state. The funding is for the purchase of small firefighting and ambulance equipment. Those receiving grants include fire districts in Sangamon, Winnebago, and Champaign counties. A fallen tree being blamed for a house fire in Champaign. They say the blaze broke out Friday in the 800 block of Fair Street. Nobody hurt. That's good. Crews found that a tree had fallen and damaged the weatherhead, causing a fire in the attic. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. March 7th. It's Tuesday. Weather brought to you this morning by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, if you're not feeling good, you can stay home and book yourself a convenient care visit virtually. All you need to go is to mycarl.com.
Meteorologist Greg Solier, good morning to you, friend. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine. A little more typical here for March 7th, a little cooler, but I'm looking ahead here. I don't see a whole lot. Maybe Friday something might be sneaking in. Anyway, he's our meteorologist. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
It is the March 7th Tuesday morning show. Good morning, Mr. Solier. What you seeing?
Well, a little shockeroo to the system coming off some of that spring-like change the wardrobe into shorts and enjoy almost late April and May days worth of weather. That was yesterday. Back into a more typical March feel around here this morning and likely to stay that way for the foreseeable future, even some chillier days ahead for next week. And the latest round of winter storminess already getting going across the northern plains, upper Midwest. Watches and advisories there. Around here, that low-hanging stratocumulus cloud and temperatures actually for a March 7th at this hour, not bad alone, but there's a noticeable north-northeasterly wind and 39-degree readings over at Willett and Savoy, 37 over at Rantoul. Later today, about 48, and we will get some peaks and pokes of sun to work its way on in that 48 running about 3 or 4 degrees above average. We'll bottom out tonight at 32, and lots of clouds going forward from here. We'll head towards 46 tomorrow, down to 31 tomorrow night, and another one of these wind-driven rain systems, but not as strong, not as dynamic. Not as severe, but rain in here nonetheless, mid to late afternoon on Thursday with a high near 47, and probably a rainy start to Friday that'll back off, maybe shower chance late, high temperatures in the 40s, and a struggle to get past 40 around here Saturday and Sunday with maybe a couple of sprinkles and snowflakes in the forecast as well come Sunday and Monday for early next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
All right, well, we're off and running Tuesday morning. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you. Looking forward to talking to several interesting people this morning. The majority of Democratic Party voters want somebody other than Joe Biden as their party's nominee in 2024. Democratic leaders publicly rallying behind Joe Biden to be their guy, potentially setting up a rematch with Donald Trump. But it is a reportedly different story behind the scenes. According to a recent Politico article, Biden faces doubt from some high-level Democrats who may only support the president because they fear what a Biden-less ticket would look like. High-level Democrats are rallying to President Biden's re-election not because they think it's the best interest of the country to have an 82-year-old start a second term. They fear the potential alternative, the nomination of Kamala Harris and the election of Donald Trump. And I'm reading this morning on the Drudge Report that the potential alternative to all of it is Michelle Obama. Stephen Rabb, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, here come the Obamas. He's author of author of the critically acclaimed best-selling book, The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis, Stephen Rabb, R-A-B-B. What say you?
Well, I do think that the only real hope that the Democrats have is Michelle Obama. She's the only one that has a brand that extends beyond the far-left Democrats and into the more moderate Democrats and into the independents and women voters and so on. So actually, she would be competitive. Everyone else, including Joe Biden, I think, are a real disadvantage. Their leftist policies have obviously done great harm to our country. And people are tired of this equity, this division, this hitting one group against the other, the incompetence, the corruption. And so I think a candidate for the Republicans who cast a positive vision for who we are as Americans, reminds us of who we are, returns us to that founding ethos and idea that America is built on the principles of equality and not equity, that candidate is going to win. And I think the Democrats are scared of it, and we're seeing them. They're trying to figure it out. And you said it, Michelle Obama may be their only and last hope.
Well, so would Oprah. So would The Rock. But can I compare the resume of Michelle Obama to Dwight David Eisenhower? Donald Trump ran a gazillion dollars of business. He wasn't a politician. Neither is Michelle Obama. What she's done? What has she done except she married Barack? I mean, what accomplishments has Michelle Obama done in the public space outside being first lady?
Well, what you find with the Democrats is that accomplishments aren't that big of a deal. It's basically who can sell their ideas, right? Who can sell their policies? Anyone who can kind of wrap these crappy policies with a beautiful wrapping is in. I mean, that's what Obama did, and certainly Michelle is on that same plan. And so, I mean, they've tossed out all kinds of ideas. Al Gore, you know, these golden oldies of Al Gore and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry. Let's go back to them possibilities. And that shows you that they are a party in decline, a desperate party who is out of ideas, who only has that. Kate, that's why they need Trump to be the nominee, because they need to be able to scare people into Donald Trump's going to ruin democracy and end civilization. So they need Donald Trump to be the nominee on one end, and they need to find someone like Michelle Obama on the other. That they have a very narrow path, and it is that they believe that if they can have Trump as a nominee, they can convince the world that he's going to be our end, and if they can recruit someone like Michelle Obama, to your point, a celebrity who can act their way through it, that they can hold on to power. This is why they've kept Joe Biden in the running at all, is that they don't have anything else.
Well, Kamala did that laugh thing again yesterday. I don't know what's going on. If she has a bunch of yes people or nobody's wants to tell her because she yells or something. I don't know. But it's like, oh, my gosh. I don't. Anyway, so we'll see. Joe Biden, am I being ridiculous saying there are forces inside of Washington and the high-level Democrats that will not let Joe Biden run because you're hearing more Hunter Biden stories? They're going to say, okay, he wants to run. Time to turn it up. Let's go. I mean, I don't think they're going to let him.
I think they're going to try to stop him, to be sure. But I would be shocked if he doesn't put his name in there. I think he is going to. I think the way this will play out is I think they're all going to be in there. I think Joe Biden will put in there. He'll be unconvincing and won't do well. That will invite others in there. And I think before it's all said and done, we're going to see a lot of the names in there. Gavin Newsom will be in, and Pete Buttigieg will be in, and Gretchen Whitmer will be in, and I think that they're going to come in because they're going to see this as an opportunity. I mean, there's a vacuum there, clearly, in the Democrat Party for leadership, which is an invitation to all the power seekers that this is my moment, right? This is my chance in the sun. And so I think we're going to see a lot in there, and I would be surprised if Joe Biden is not, simply because he is the last brand that has any kind of positive to it. I mean, you know, when you talk about names like Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom, it brings up such a negative to the average American. Joe Biden, and that's why he got in, has built this Happy Joe brand, Joe of the people, and there's still, sadly, a lot of Americans who buy that brand. And so I think I don't think they can afford to have him on the bench. I think they will wheel him around, weekend at Bernie style, for the entire campaign, just to have someone in there who America doesn't hate.
Well, I think they need to get an escalator on the Air Force One. I mean, we've never had an 80-year-old president. He needs to stop running up the stairs because he fell again yesterday. He either has to go slower. They need to seriously have the lift that takes the food up to the door.
Yeah.
I don't care. He's 80. It's fine with me.
Right.
I just don't like to see the guy falling. I don't think that's safe either.
No, he's so past his prime, and I think the idea of a cognitive test at 75 plus makes a lot of sense. Of course, they won't do it, and there's a reason for that, is that he wouldn't pass a cognitive test, and he didn't pass, obviously, a physical test. He can't walk upstairs.
Stephen, how do people connect with Stephen, R-A-B-B, Stephen Rabb?
Well, I mean, you can check out my book, The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis, on Amazon, and it's actually what The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis is written as a speech to America from the Founding Fathers in their own words. Not my words, but their own words. If they came back right now and wrote a single speech, this would be that speech, and it's a speech that we need to hear as Americans because we are a nation in crisis.
I would think some of our founders would say, I'm going to England right now, because it's kind of messy. Stephen, nice to have you back on. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Great talking to you. Okay,
thank you. Stephen Rabb, R-A-B-B, at 716 ESPN 93.5. Sports headlines.
We've got the IHSA basketball tournament coming to town, and the Warriors will be there.
Tuscola made it.
I can't believe it. Mounds Murray and went down 74-53 yesterday. Man. So Thursday morning at 11:45 is when Tuscola comes to the State Farm Center.
That's exciting. They've never done it. They've never been here, man. Tuscola's had some good basketball teams over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Can Tuscola, can the Warriors win the state title? Two more wins. Let's go.
That's awesome. So as far as bracketologists go, I mean, that's where we're at right now for a few days on predictions, right? Until Selection Sunday? Or is that in a week?
Sunday night, they have the, I think it's 5:30, 5 o'clock, they have the men's, and then just a few hours later, the women.
The women at 7 o'clock. I know that Shauna Green had talked about how, Illinois is going to be gathered around.
Let's see.
That we're talking about Illinois women's
let's
team.
Let's listen to the national media about the Fighting Illini. Coleman Hawkins takes issue with all that.
We don't have anything to lose, People have been moving the cameras away from us, putting all the attention on everyone else. But I think this team is made for March. I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. And then once that, camera comes back in on us and everyone's starting to talk to us again, it's screw them. So we have nothing to lose. We're not getting the attention we want. We're not getting people talking about us, but it's all good. I think we're going to be special in March, and just little maturity things that we have to clean up, and I think we could be a great team. So
I like that little chip on the shoulder.
I do, too. Go Illini.
Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they've got a job fair coming up this week in case you'd like to come on in, meet people, find about the wages and the opportunities available. Learn more at urbanaparks.org/jobs.
However, I don't think Coleman will say, I'm not talking to you because you turn. No, they won't do that. Well, that's how they feel.
That's right.
Because nobody. And again, a little inconsistent, so let's make them want to talk to us.
That's right.
Fox Business Minute coming up.
We'll get everyone the check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday. Big change in that weather is underway for the day today. Coming off yesterday's readings into the 60s, and some spots are crowding the 70-degree mark. A little more seasonal in nature with a stout northeast wind and a partly sunny sky developing as the day wears on. Up to about 48, but normal high this time of the year, right around 43, 44 degrees, so into the ballpark. We'll out about tonight with the clouds lingering around and 32. Tomorrow, maybe a little peak and poke of sun early in the day, otherwise becoming cloudy. Highs up to 40. With a northeast to east wind. Winds pick up tomorrow night, low down to 31, and the next dynamic weather system out of the southern plains lifting across our part of the world generates a wide and expansive area of late day rain on Thursday with a high of about 47 degrees. Another half to an inch worth of rain expected in the gauge between Thursday night and Friday, particularly through the morning hours. High temperature up near 45 degrees. Saturday up to 39, a cold day. Sunday, a couple of sprinkles and snowflakes. High temperatures as well on chilly side with upper 30s. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sold.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are slightly higher ahead of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's testimony to the Senate this morning. Dick's Sporting Goods is reporting weaker earnings for the holiday season than the year before, though better than Wall Street was expecting. Its sales rose in the quarter. Dick's is raising its dividend. Shares of Meta Platforms are higher after reports that Facebook's parent company is planning even more job cuts than previously announced. Toblerone, the Swiss chocolates, will no longer have the Matterhorn from the Swiss Alps on its packaging. Though the candies are still made in Switzerland, the company is adding another plant in Slovakia to keep up with demand. Swiss law says to use the country's images, production must all be in Switzerland. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather Updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Okay, spring is right upon us. You might want to be thinking about selling your home. Well, if you call Nate Evans, like Amy did, Amy needed to sell her mother's home. She relied on Nate Evans and his wonderful staff and their expert advice, professional skills, get it done. Nate helped Amy get it done quickly. They were very aggressive with the marketing. They quickly found a buyer for well over the asking price.
Everybody has such different life situations. It's great if you just call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home, Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Make arrangements to meet with them. Talk about your timeline. Don't let bad advice from inexperienced agents cost you thousands of dollars. Nate does not hire inexperienced agents. You can trust Nate and his team, and they can get it going for you. They can get you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible. Get the home you want. Check out their Coming Soon program, that secret list of homes. Go online, search Nate Evans Group, and start packing.
Illini Pizza Fan. Fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit-style proof? Order Jet's famous 8-corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy to the edge pizza. Right now, get $5 off an 8-corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Yeah, you'll learn more about Sarah Champagne and their one price, because they got a TV commercial starting here for the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament, starring Ty Rogers and Coleman Hawkins, and it's very, very well done with the bow-tied one, Charlie.
Awesome.
Who's on staff,
BMW Charlie.
Yeah, he's good. Anyway, you'll love the commercial. And I'm telling you, Ty and Coleman are really good, and so is Charlie.
Okay.
Sarah Champagne, one price. And they're really, really good with five lines. You got your Buick, you got your GMC, you got your Honda, BMW, and Subaru. The Subarus are phenomenal as well. All right, 724, ESPN 93.5. Glad you're listening today. We have a Stever offer if you like steak. And they have, you know, good pork chops. And the ribs are back. They had the big old T-bones last week. Anyway, it's Long Branch Steakhouse.
Yes.
Up in Gifford, Illinois. I'm handing out $50 bills to people who would like to go experience Long Branch. And we particularly love those that have never been there.
Yes.
Because you wouldn't expect to walk into downtown Gifford's Long Branch and
get the kind of steak you're about to get.
I remember my brother back in the day, Michael, used to like to have a place, a destination where you can really have that nice car ride and get to know that person and focus on your conversation. And this is that kind of place. And boy, will you have fun eating that terrific meal.
Yeah.
Not only the meat, the main course, but the sides are so wonderful.
Yeah, the mac and cheese, because of Stever and Janet's survey, we had somebody mention something about the mac and cheese, and he completely shifted it and changed it. Now it's like a go-to. I can't get enough of that mac and cheese.
And for me, the Brussels sprouts. I like the asparagus. I like the side salad with the frog dressing, which is the secret dressing. It has some different components in it from a bunch of different dressings,
The baked potato? That's different, too. How's a baked potato different? I think he has it in the oven 4 hours.
Like hot all the way through the middle.
And real soft.
So as soon as that butter hits it, just it goes everywhere.
He's just pretty good at it. Been doing it about 30 years. So Donnie up at Long Branch Hunter, also working the grill a little bit now. So anyway, if you want to go sometime, I'm giving you $50 to get that going. All you have to do to get it is go to ghoststever.com and you just enter. You get an email tonight if you're one of our selected winners. And then you go to Long Branch in the next week or so and enjoy. And then you fill out your survey and boom, that's how it works.
If you're not a member, why not?
Yeah, we give out money about every day. I don't know. Anyway, so again, ghoststever.com. It's up right now. And just get in on it. And then good luck. And then enjoy. Your only two requirements are get up there within a week. They're open Wednesday through Saturday. And fill out your survey that asks what you think. So we get good feedback from Donnie.
Very good.
He really listens to it, too. So it's great to get some good, solid suggestions, if there are any. Mm-hmm. All right, that's your Stever. Go Stever.com, 727. So what's going on with customer service? Airlines are getting tough on personal items. If you stop before boarding, it can come as a costly surprise. Your personal item is too big to bring on the plane. Airlines are usually clear about what is and what isn't a personal item. For example, American defines it as a purse or small handbag that must fit under the seat in front of you. The bag's dimensions should not exceed 18 by 14 by 8. But increasingly, it's not fine. Airlines are cracking down on carry-on luggage. American Airlines, for instance, generated a record $7 per passenger in baggage revenue. In 2021, that can add up.
Yes, it can.
And it's annoying and all of that. But some people, you go on and go, come on, man.
Right. And they got a huge backpack as their purse whatever.
And they're trying to stuff stuff on the overhead bins, and the thing is too big.
It is.
Well, they can't check it because I'll lose my luggage.
Right.
And that can happen. But not very likely, but it does happen.
Right.
Okay. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Sounds
again,
good.
217-359-2255. If you want to jump in on the program via the text or the phone line, you're always welcome.
Hear the show anytime here at steviejay.com.
Yeah, I think the team might be headed over in Indianapolis. I think the team might be leaving today to Chicago.
For the United Center.
Kind of have their practice time. Tournament time, folks. One and done time, folks. 728.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from Men's Basketball.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year. I didn't want to miss out.
Most of us will be glued to the TVs for the tournament.
I don't want to watch it on TV.
Right, you want to have TV watching you and Terrence, Matt, and the whole crew.
I watched plenty of footage of our games, win or lose, plus whoever's next.
Too bad you can't watch those on a Sony OLED.
I know, right? I saw how great those look in your store, and they're so thin.
The Sony OLEDs have the best picture, the best sound, the easiest operation. We love them.
I saw your repair bench. Can your team really work on those if they need it?
Good Vibes has been a Sony service center forever. You can fix them, install them, and explain why you want this one versus that one. We know Sony like Coach knows X's and O's.
I believe they're good, but aren't they expensive?
Short answer, no. Coming to Good Vibes in March, you can get a 55-inch Sony OLED for $12.99 and deals on sizes up to 83-inch.
Well, that sounds good. Game films probably would look better. Speaking of that, I gotta practice and, watch some more of that film.
Better you than me, Luke.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to Trucker Lives Matter, presented by Gail Fredericks Trucking. Today we have a special guest, Donna, the operations manager at GFT. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Dixie. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, Donna, what's so special about driving for GFT?
First and foremost, our drivers truly matter. They get top pay plus opportunities for monthly bonuses, every weekend at home, paid holidays and vacations, and they are pre-dispatched so they aren't wasting time waiting on us.
Oh, girl, I love money. Tell me more about the pay.
We pay on percentage, so our rate increases have meant our driver pay has actually exceeded inflation. Our van drivers have averaged 78 cents per mile this year, and our flatbedders have seen 82 to 85 cents per mile on average.
Donna, tell our trucking audience how they can get on with GFT.
Our openings are limited, but professional drivers can call 765-793-7131 or email dixie@gftlog.com.
There you have it, drivers. Call 765-793-7131 today.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Four Americans kidnapped in Mexico Friday, some maybe wounded or killed, are identified as a mother of six children who'd made an appointment for cosmetic surgery and three friends traveling with her.
And the white van they had been driving riddled with bullet holes. It had North Carolina plates, but family members tell the Associated Press that the close friends had traveled from South Carolina, accompanying one member who had planned a visit to Mexico for a tummy tuck.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The polls are open in Oklahoma for a single-issue special election, whether to legalize recreational marijuana.
Approval would allow anyone 21 and over to grow weed, purchase it, and other marijuana-infused products, despite opposition from Republican Governor Kevin Stitt. Backers of recreational marijuana say it'll spur tax revenue and free up law enforcement.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The question was left off the November ballot due to legal challenges. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Champaign County Crime Stoppers asking the public for help in solving a murder cold case. It happened July 23rd of 2021. Officers responding and found 26-year-old Javon Foster near the intersection of Edward Hoffman and Newcastle Drives. Foster had been shot in the abdomen. He later died. Gibson City, a man's behind bars after a shooting Friday night. Police there arresting 20-year-old Charles Harwick. According to their police chief, he's being charged with aggravated discharge of a firearm, reckless discharge of a firearm, and reckless conduct. Over 100 cats and kittens came to Champaign over the weekend for one of five cat shows in the state, and all for a good cause. Cats from across the area, even one from Germany, present at the show hosted by Cat Fanciers Association. One organizer says the proceeds from the show go to nonprofits in the areas to help cats. Over 2,000 people showed up for the event. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and for Saturday. Big change in that weather is underway for the day today. Coming off yesterday's readings into the 60s, and some spots are crowding the 70-degree mark. A little more seasonal in nature with a stout northeast wind and a partly sunny sky developing as the day wears on, up to about 48, but normal high this time of the year, right around 43, 44 degrees, so into the ballpark. We'll lot about tonight with the clouds lingering around and 32. Tomorrow, maybe a little peak and poke of sun early in the day, otherwise becoming cloudy. Highs up to 40. With a northeast to east wind. Winds pick up tomorrow night, low down to 31, and the next dynamic weather system out of the southern plains lifting across our part of the world generates a wide and expansive area of late day rain on Thursday with a high of about 47 degrees. Another half to an inch worth of rain expected in the gauge between Thursday night and Friday, particularly through the morning hours. High temperature up near 45 degrees. Saturday up to 39, a cold day. Sunday, a couple of sprinkles and snowflakes. High temperatures as well on the chilly side with upper 30s. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Craig Soldier.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Ard what? Where are you, Sarah?
I'm in Ardmore, Tennessee.
Ardmore, Tennessee. Are you born and raised there?
No, we my company, we just acquired two new businesses out here, a wedding venue and a catering company.
Come on, you entrepreneur. Come on, Sarah.
I know, right?
It's Sarah. It's Sarah Bucksbaum. She's an expert on extreme customer service. She's creating raving fans to her hospitality company, CWS Hospitality. Boy, you know when a company has great hospitality and customer service, it's pretty amazing, yeah. And you don't forget it. But boy, Sarah, when it's bad, it's bad.
Ugh. It is, and it's getting worse these days.
Why is it? What's happened? Is it, you know, COVID, we're impatient, wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
People aren't showing up for work, there's too much strain on the workforce. What is it?
I think it's a lot of everything. Obviously, money, and people, big companies think that they're making, they're going in the wrong direction. So they're trying to save money or create more revenue by charging the customer more. And by doing that, they're creating a very dishonest brand, really. I mean, everything now is just, what is the cheapest we can do it? People are getting lazier. They don't want to work. CEOs do not care about their business the way they should. And it trickles all the way down to the employees not caring. And then it's just, it's a whole different culture post-COVID. I mean, that's definitely where I've seen it. It's gone downhill fast. But, yeah, it's awful.
Well, you know, and I don't know even how to say this, but it seems like the non-American is better at the customer service game than the full American. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, I travel all the time. You know, if you go to any other country, people have a better work ethic, typically, which I hate to stereotype and say that, but it's like the culture of America has just, it's taken a bad turn. And people need to, I mean, like with my company, I own CWS Hospitality, but we've just acquired two other businesses. The reason, so we have a wedding venue and a catering company. We are so transparent with our pricing, with everything, that my customers, our brides tell us this all the time. You know, thank you for just, this is the real price. We don't surprise them with anything. That's where people are starting to get really mad now, and they have no patience left, is because they're going somewhere, and then by the time they actually pay, it's 12 times the cost of what they thought it was. So now they're mad because they've been lied to. They are spending a fortune. Everything right now, as you know, is so expensive. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I wish that people could understand that they're making a bad decision here.
What does it take to be great at customer service, Sarah?
Honestly, you just have to care about your clients. I've been doing this almost 18 years. The only thing, I mean, people ask, like, what is the secret? There is no secret. I genuinely love my businesses so much, and I love the people that pay my bills. I mean, really, when you own a company, that's what it comes to. Your employees have to love coming to work. You have to create an environment that people just want to shine and create magic. And that's really all. I write thank you notes. I handwrite thank you cards to every single customer. Wow. I've been doing it since I was 16.
Wow. That's great. That's impressive. Mm-hmm. And so now, do you train people to learn this, or are you just an example for all?
I'm both. So we're a little bit busy right now because we acquired Whistle Hollow, which is a wedding venue right on the state line of Alabama and Tennessee. We're in a small town called Ardmore. It's gorgeous. So between that, and we also acquired the sister company, which is Endless Catering, and we cater all over from Birmingham, Alabama, all the way up to Nashville, Tennessee. So right now, I've been a little bit busy training the team what I do, you know, and so now the team is at a good place, and now I can go back to teaching companies how to do this.
Yeah, I mean, but you make it sound so easy, and it is not. What you're talking about is first of all, you have a perishable item. You know, the roast beef isn't going to stay all day. It's all timing, and that's not that easy. And so then you got to get people that are actually good at that or can be trained to be good at that, and then you got to get actually an attitude that is very positive plus. It isn't that easy.
It is not easy. I thank my team every single day, and they probably get so tired of it. I'm like, you guys don't understand how grateful that we are, me and my husband. We own the companies together, and we tell them, because, like, genuinely, you cannot do it without a team. So the thing is, what I tell business owners is, you got to put your ego, you got to put all that aside. And you, if you don't care about your business, you don't care what you're working, you know, 80 hours, 100 hours a week to build, you shouldn't be in business. Mm-hmm. And the businesses that are going out of business right now, I think it's because they don't care, or they're trying to overstep their team. And like, your team is your backbone. So it all starts with who you hire and how you treat them. And they should be excited to come to work. If our team isn't excited to work here anymore, they're not the right people.
Sarah, we're just coming off of a recruitment, retaining, and recognition of some of these employees. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of what you're talking about. You want to retain instead of retrain and trying to hire up. So I totally agree with your philosophy, and we're right on board here at Stevie J Broadcast.
Well, we're trying to get some people to really recognize the value of re-recruiting every day. And we're doing that through radio campaigns and allowing businesses to say, thank you to Sarah Bucksbaum. She's awesome. She's our employee.
That's amazing. That makes you feel great.
Yeah, she and her husband work 100 hours a week. They're really great, right, man.
I love you guys.
Do you have a family?
So right now it's just me and my husband, and then we have 6 dogs, 30 chickens.
Wow.
Like 12 employees. So right now that is our family.
Yeah,
that's
going to keep you busy. You're making your own eggs, or what happens with, how's that work? Why do you?
We do.
Yeah, that's cool.
We started with chickens. So my husband also owns a dog food company. He owns Barks and Berries. And so we wanted to start transitioning his stuff and our stuff with the catering business. So everything is fresh. So we have free range chickens.
Yeah.
We have about 30 of them right now. We're getting tons of eggs a day. I joke every morning. I'm like, we're millionaires.
Well, yeah, exactly. Eggs, man. Right. $12 a dozen. Well, so when was the last time you guys went on a vacation and didn't take your phone?
I don't remember. No.
Never.
We did go. We went to the Bahamas. We did. We took. Because I also like to go to other hospitality companies to see what they're doing. Yeah. So we stayed a week at Sandals in the Bahamas.
Ooh. How was that?
We did that. What was that? 2 years ago. It was good for the most part.
Uh-oh.
I'm a tough critic because, you know, we work hard for our money, and as does everybody, and we want to give what we pay for. And so it was a good experience.
You wouldn't give them excellent. You could help them, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
I love it. Well, Stevie and I both have daughters getting married, and it's quite a business, that hospitality and weddings and events. I mean, the average number, I think, these days is $27,000 for a wedding. Does that sound right, Sarah?
It does. We have some all-inclusive packages that we try to create packages for every budget. So we have all-inclusive packages that start at $22,000.
Wow.
And that includes everything. Yeah. We want, you know, and that's a basic wedding. You're not getting all the frills and everything, but we have a gorgeous property and it doesn't need a lot. So we cater to those brides. We also offer packages that are not all inclusive, that are way less than that, and they can bring in their own vendors. And then we do weddings, you know, that are $100,000.
Yeah, sure.
And they're gorgeous, but it's not for everyone. And that's what, you know, that's what I love about this industry, as crazy as it is, but every day is something new, and it changes, sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad. But like I tell all of our couples, and I'm very hands-on with the company, this is your day. Mm-hmm. This is the most magical day of your life. This should only be about what you guys want. It's not about what you saw on Instagram or Pinterest, and that's what we get a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
And I tell them, you don't need to go spend $50,000 on flowers. You don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to tell people and help them. And I do a lot. Tell your daughters to go follow us on Instagram and Facebook, because I do Wedding Tip Wednesday. And every Wednesday I share tips for brides planning to try to take the stress out of it.
Okay, so
them.
What is that Instagram account? I need to take note of Wednesday. Wedding
Tip. Whistle Hollow is our venue.
Whistle Hollow.
And so that one is Whistle Hollow. And then our catering company is Endless Catering. And I do it on both accounts because I teach people, same with catering. If you're trying to save on money, you don't need to go to a full-service catering. You can go to a restaurant that does catering, and you can go pick it up. And obviously, you're not going to get the same experience as full-service catering. But I try to help people work within their budget.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
We cater at venues. Yeah.
Sarah Buxbaum, Buxbaum. You must sleep well at night. How can people connect with you?
Social media is the best way. My website, Celebrate with Sarah, has all of our business ventures on there. But yeah, social media, I do all of that so people can message me on there. They can shoot me over an email at hello@celebratewithsarah or sarah@whistlehollow.com or sarah@endlesscatering.com. And I'm always on my phone, so it's not hard to find me.
Sarah. I might be able to help you, Sarah. I could probably help you, get out of your shell, kind of get out there.
I know. I'm so shy.
Yeah, I know. Ardmore, Tennessee, ARDMORE, kind of on the border of Tennessee and Alabama. CWS Hospitality. Thank you so much for jumping on. You're an interesting story, and it's fascinating to hear all you're doing, but appreciate all the tips.
Oh, thank you, and I appreciate you having me. Anytime you guys want to chat, you give me a call.
Thank you. We shall, and you'll never remember us because you're just flying, going this way. That way and okay. This way and that way. Way to go, Sarah. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, you guys. And if your girls need help, give them a number.
Thank you
so much.
Sarah Buxbaum, Buxbaum, Sarah with an H, ESPN 93.5, 7:46 on this Tuesday, March 7. I'm Stevie J. Diane's got sports headlines.
Our number 7 seed Illini facing number 10 seed Penn State at 5:30 on Thursday up at the United Center as part of the Big Ten tournament. At least it's the first game in the second round. They say you have better legs if you're, not the Wednesday's teams, right? Yeah,
better if you're not the Thursday team either. Four games is hard in a row. Hey, listen, you go into the game, you're hopeful, you're rooting for your Fighting Illini like crazy. I would not bet the farm on Illinois basketball this year. Just enjoy. And hopefully all the great things that we've been struggling with up and down, comes out and we make a run somewhere. If I have to make one run, I'd rather it be next week. Then, this week, it's more important to make the NCAA run than it is Big Ten, and maybe we can do both. Maybe, don't bet on it, don't plan on it, but maybe we'll have 10 more games. Maybe we'll win 10 in a row. I can't stop saying we're going to win every game. 4 in the Big Ten, 6 in the NCAA. Anyway,
I love it.
Just go in, and we got 2 games left. If there's more, great. And I'm not going to be bummed forever. It's just, it's been up and down. I don't know what even to expect against Penn State. I have zero idea how we'll play because I don't think anybody does. It's just been that way. But when we're good, we're great. When we're bad, we're pretty bad.
Yeah.
We just got to figure out how to level out and just play solid basketball. Again, keep your turnovers under 10 and go to the rim. Do those 2 things. Easier said than done. And I think we have a very, very, we're going to be a really tough out for anybody if we can do 2 things. Turnovers minimal, if possible 10. Just 10, not 15. And go to the rim. Take the open 3 when they're set there and they're just looking at the rim. That's a great shot. I'm rooting for us, but I can't get heavily invested because I'll be so bummed. So I'm just going to hope we play well and see what happens.
It's wild how, people have been chiming in at 217-359-2255 on their opinion on our Illini. And, you said perplexing yesterday, the inconsistency, the ups and the downs. It's been talked about during the drive with Lante and Derek Piper, too, about the book they could write on this season with a chapter on Matthew Meyer alone.
If we do well, he'll be a folk hero, right?
Exactly.
Coleman Hawkins isn't having it. He says, "Hey, whatever. We're gonna be dangerous.
We don't have anything to lose. People have been moving the cameras away from us. Putting all the attention on everyone else. But I think this team is made for March. I think we're gonna surprise a lot of people." And then once that, camera comes back in on us and everyone's starting to talk to us again, it's screwing. So we have nothing to lose. We're not getting the attention we want. We're not getting people talking about us, but it's all good. I think we're going to be special in March. And just little maturity things that we have to clean up, and I think we could be a great team.
All right, so positive is great. Little chip on their shoulder is great. Let's see how it goes.
Well, I'm putting some prayer power on Thursday in the basketball games and for the Tuscola Warriors, who will be playing at the State Farm Center at 11:45 in the semifinals for Class 1A in the IHSA tournament.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Tuscola. Moving on. The 76ers over the Pacers, 147-143 yesterday. Milwaukee's at Orlando at 6 o'clock tonight. Blackhawks over Ottawa, 5-0. St. Louis Blues are in Arizona. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, we'll talk about our pets and our doggies and cats in a moment.
Dr. Todd, our pet pro on the horizon.
10 till 8, weather now.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freezing for all is Champagne and Banff Saturday, and a big change back into some chillier weather. More seasonal temperatures coming off yesterday's spring-like feel into the 60s to near 70 degrees, up to about 48 this afternoon. Still a couple of 2 or 3 above average with a stiff northeast wind and at least a partly sunny sky developing as the day wears on. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 32, and the winds pick up out of the northeast and east for the day tomorrow, and high temperature at about 46 with a generally cloudy sky throughout the day. Down tomorrow night to 31, and the clouds are back into position and some wind-driven rain again. Late in the day on Thursday, highs up to 47 degrees. A rainy Thursday night into Friday morning. A couple of showers later in the day. Temps in the 40s will bring down some colder weather then for the upcoming weekend. Highs barely to about 40 for the day Saturday. Not even to 40 on Sunday with a couple of sprinkles and snowflakes, and chilly weather continuing on into next week with, again, a couple of snow flurry chances. High temperatures on Monday up to 41 degrees. We'll have additional weather updates right here for Stephen J. Broadcasting. I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Are you looking for a better job in a dynamic family-owned company? Altamont Company is hiring. Searching for a few great people to join operations in Thomasboro or Rantoul. Altamont offers you a full-time position, not part-time, with available shifts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Monday through Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 6:30 a.m., offering benefits including health and dental and simple IRA retirement plans. Available jobs at Altamont Company include hand sanders and wood prep. No experience is necessary. Altamont trains on-site. Apply online at altamontco.com. Resumes welcome at hr.altamont@gmail.com. On-site applications available. 901 North Church in Thomasboro. Altamont Company, an equal opportunity employer.
Tuesdays, we touch on doggies and cats. Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, Madison Kirby in Champaign. Usually has the boofer standing by, but sometimes the boof is quiet. Just depends on the day. How are you, Dr. Todd?
Hey, we're doing good. We're actually a little late for work, so Buff's back in the back seat navigating for me. So he'll chime in if he feels any threat at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you just open the door and say, who's going to work? How does that work?
Yeah, I think I've got five with me today in my Prius, and they just all jump in. I've got two visiting dogs, I guess I should say, and they want to go to work too. They're absolutely adamant about going to work. So I got good work ethic all the way through the lineage here.
Yeah, I remember early on when you guys took care of Bella and Charlie when we were out of town, and Gina kindly said, they're a little needy because they were kind of spoiled. They didn't smell your pot roast, and they were a little confused. So we generally are into the high-level foods for the dogs. A long time ago, I talked to the great Doris Day many, many years ago. And she had like 10 pets. And then was the first time I ever heard anybody preparing on a skillet food for their dogs. I'd never heard of that. But it was like 1984. And I'd never heard of that before. And I go, wow, that's novel. Don't you just get a can of dog food? No, she prepared meals for her dogs back in the back in the 80s. Yeah, that's right. All right, so Dr. Todd, what's on your plate? What are you seeing? Are there little buggies coming out yet?
Buggies are happening. The flea flocks are moving like crazy. But, you know, sometimes cases come up through the week that make me want to remind everybody again of certain dangers in the home. We got a kitty danger that happened this week. I had somebody whose kitty got in the washing machine, and they didn't know they were in there.
What?
And so we're in hospital treating the kitty, you know, pretty beat up, and lungs are in danger here.
Well, how does that happen?
Well, you think about it, you know, like the dryers. I've had dryers, too. You grab an armload of warm clothes out of the dryer, and you leave the door open. There's something still in there. Some kitties will just hop in there and bed down. In this case, this guy put a comforter into a washing machine, left the lid up. And the cat, that's someplace the kitty goes, it can happen. So,
Gosh. Always, I guess I could see it. Put the comforter, leave the thing, and leave the room.
Right.
They're already tucked down in there. Oh, my goodness. How did she discover it, though?
Well, she was on it fairly quickly. I mean, he was in there for a little bit, but I probably heard the kitty, I guess, at some point. But I, be honest with you, it's not the first time it's happened in my career, and I've had, they die from it. So things like that are just things you don't think about.
Yeah, right.
But you got to think safety whenever you do things if you got pets, because they're kids.
Well, and for me, we have a puppy, grand doggy, that we were sitting, and it was an old wire on an old lamp that he had chewed up, and he could get electrocuted on that sort of thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen tongue burns. You can always tell if they've chewed on something. You'll see the tongue will have a burn stripe going across it, and that can be very dangerous, i.e. amputation, even death from stuff like that, too. So, yeah, wires, we put a lot of bitter apple on things. Gina lives for a bitter apple when we got puppies.
Okay.
So they actually, we have tile in the room, and they actually chewed on tiles and break little pieces off of our tile even. I mean, it's crazy how destructive it can be. Wood, that's like a delicacy.
Could you let Boof talk for a second here? I hear him.
Yeah. He thinks you get rid of the puppies. I think maybe that's why he's in here. No, he's got to go to work. He says,
"Yeah, that's right." They'll be pretty calm all day. Do you give them bones to keep them happy, or how's that work?
That depends on the day. We have right now the big thing is cookie time. They the groomer Megan, she likes to come over and give them cookies, and if she's not on schedule, he'll start wolfing like this. So let her know that his treats are late.
Yeah, they have little doggy watches. You might not see them, but they're there. How do people connect with you to get maybe a $25 cut and bath? Or it's actually trim, nails, and bath for $25.
Yeah, give us a text. Taylor's still on duty. I just went down and brought her dogs back. They're going on vacation, but she's on duty this week. 217-355-5051.
And they get Taylor's dogs to get along with all your boofers and everybody?
Oh, yeah. Colin's one of my best work dogs.
Oh.
So when it's time to go to work, she starts spinning. I mean, I counted it. She got 10 spins in as she was walking to the door.
That's so funny. 1, 2, 3. Well, that's a lot of spins.
It is.
All right, Tom, appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you, Boofer. And Boof talks all the time.
And I'm glad he talked at the end there, because Megan always brings her pet to work, and she always likes listening to us here around 7:50 on Tuesday, so they can all talk.
Yeah, they talk. There's no doubt about it. The dog communication between animals is phenomenal.
Of course.
It's just a really interesting thing, how they communicate to each other and how they just kind of know what's happening based on their body language and all these other things.
Well, our dog Olive always barking at people walking by, and of course everybody was out yesterday with the weather getting sunny and 70 and all that. So we just mainly cut off and shut the curtains in various portions of the house where she's hanging out and just say, you know what? We're just not going to allow her to look out if she's going to be that kind of barky dog.
She's trying to protect you, Mommy.
It comes to a point where that's enough.
Just take her out to the Ducey Park and let her run.
Well,
like crazy.
We do have a fenced-in big backyard, so that makes it nice.
Yeah,
there,
she probably likes the grand dog there because they can play a little.
They sure do. Boy, she sleeps good after.
Yeah, you get them out there stretching out. They just go to sleep. They're just tired. But they do. They need to go stretch.
That's
it.
Right.
All right, we're gonna come back. We have another hour to go. Apparently, there's something. It's a thing where people are pretending to be cops. That's scary. That got that story here. We'll do that coming up in just a few. It is Long Branch Steakhouse. If you want a $50 gift card to Long Branch, I'm handing them out for free.
GoSteever.com.
That's where it is. If you want to go get one, you have to be a member of our club. Thousands of you have done this, and it grows every day. I don't know. I don't know how people are hearing about it, except just some stupid guys giving out money. Why don't you go take it?
Awesome.
$50. It's Long Branch. GoSteever.com. If you're interested, GoSteever.com. You can join and also enter. $50 a Long Branch. Got to eat it within a week and fill out your survey when you're done. The news from Fox is next. It's ESPN 93.5 at a minute before 8.
Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com. Pards.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.